developed by experienced technicians and professionally narrated for easy listening. This course is a valuable tool when preparing for your ASE certification A1 or engine repair test. The audio is focused and high yield, covering the most important topics you need to know to succeed on the A1 test. The material is accurate, up-to-date, and broken down into bite-sized chapters. There are quizzes and key takeaway sections following each chapter to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. In this course, we will cover the following: an introduction to the Automotive Service Excellence Certification Program, introduction to Test A1 Engine Repair, Engine Repair Test A1 Overview, Engine Designs and Classifications, General Engine Diagnosis, Cylinder Head and Valve Train Diagnosis and Repair, Engine Block Diagnosis and Repair, Lubrication and Cooling Systems Diagnosis and Repair, Fuel, Electrical, Ignition and Exhaust Systems Inspection and Service, Your Automotive Service Excellence Test Results and the Certification Ladder, and Understanding Your Test Results. We will end our course with a 100-question practice test with the correct answers explained. Also included is a 200-page follow-along PDF manual containing the entire text of this audio course, as well as all of the figures, charts, and images we'll be reviewing. Knowledge is power, and at AudioLearn, our commitment to providing you with the comprehensive study material you need to succeed remains unparalleled. This is one of the major reasons why we have created this series of courses that take on the Automotive Service Excellence Certification Test Series. The course you are about to listen to expertly covers all aspects of the first test under the Car and Light Truck Certification Series. This test is the Engine Repair Test A1, which can be taken by auto mechanics, auto technicians, and engineers interested in the business of auto repair. The objective of this study guide is to prepare you for the D-Day. We are rooting for you as you prepare to become an Automotive Service Excellence Certified Auto Technician. Now, let's get started. When engines that make use of timing chains produce rattling or slapping noises, it usually means the timing chain is loose or overstretched. A loose timing chain will sometimes contact its timing cover or chain guide, thereby producing a slapping or rattling sound. The slapping or rattling sound may occur more frequently when the throttle is snapped, confirming that a timing chain is faulty. This is what a timing chain knock sounds like. Let's listen. An extremely loose throttle has also been known to wear through a timing cover and cause oil leaks. If an oil or coolant passage is located at the point where the wear and tear occurred, therefore, a slapping noise followed by oil or coolant leakage probably points to a loose or stretched timing chain. Excess clearance between the components of a valve train also produces a distinct sound. The noise produced is more like a clicking or chattering, and the sound is due to a worn-out valve train or its components, as well as a worn-out camshaft lobe. This is what the valve train knock sounds like. Let's listen. The chattering sound that a faulty valve train produces generally occurs high up in the engine, and it usually has a higher frequency than the knocking or thudding sound produced by a faulty bearing. Although age is the major cause of worn-out valve train, insufficient oil, as well as clogged oil passages, can also affect the valve train and its components. This would lead to abnormal wear and tear, even if a new valve train is installed. Therefore, checking and correcting lubrication problems is also recommended when dealing with a worn-out valve train. A faulty lifter can also be detected by the noise it makes. This noise is a ticking or tapping sound, and it is caused by oil leaks or low oil pressure. This is what a lifter knock sounds like. Let's listen.